despite the fact that it's about 5:30 here in California, I'm wonderful, man. I'm loving life.
Dude.
How can I not?
I know, man, and I know you got a big night ahead of you here, so hopefully you can maybe sneak a nap in, but I'm afraid that you're probably not going to be able to, are you?
No, no, I'm on my third coffee right now, so imagine that.
Nice, man. Well, hey, Ray, wanted to thank you for joining me and wanted to ask you about your debut on Lucha Underground. That's going to air tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I know you're off a big win against a legend in Kurt Angle on Sunday. How are you feeling heading into your debut, and can you give us a bit of a sneak preview on what we should see tonight?
Man, I'm feeling wonderful. It was great to see Kurt after so many years, you know, and being in the ring with him. And now off to my debut on Lucha Underground Season 2. Man, for those that haven't already seen Lucha Underground, this is it, man. When you talk about what's hot, what's new, what's different, and what's exciting and fun, it's Lucha Underground, man. And it's on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on El Rey Network. And my debut is tonight on Season 2. And, you know, Aztec Warfare, we're celebrating the second year of this event, which was it was created by owner Dario Cueto. So you got to follow into the storyline a bit. But Aztec Warfare is a championship match which features 20 wrestlers, each which enters the ring every 90 seconds. And if anything goes, elimination match, the only way to get eliminated is either to pinfall your opponent or to put him in a submission. 20 men, first entrance, the wrestler Phoenix, second entrance, Rey Mysterio makes it down that ring. So tune in tonight. You don't want to miss it.
All right. Well, I've been a big fan of yours. I've been a big wrestling fan for pretty much my entire life here. Ray, you're known for your high-flying ability. And are you ever worried about, because, you know, watching WWE now, and I know Lucha Underground is different, but there's a lot of injuries going on WWE. Just this past Monday night on Raw, Luke Harper was injured at the end of the match. Are you ever worried about those high-risk moves that you do that, you know, could lead to some injury, or do you have a lot of trust in the people that you're working with in the ring that they're going to be able to work with you and catch you on these moves so you're able to thrill the crowd and still capture these moves?
You know, I definitely think that has a lot to do with it. You know, to be able to execute a move, you know, you need to make sure that that the person that you're going against is in the right place at the right time. You know, so yeah, you do have to have some trust in your opponent. But overall, I've been on that grind. I've been on that schedule. I think a lot of injuries sometimes do is because you're constantly on the grind nonstop. You know, your body needs to rest up when you're on the grind constantly, and your mind isn't thinking straight. So you're just completely off. And some people can go on like that. Others can't, you know. But eventually, when you can't, I think something starts to break down little by little. You know, you do have to have some trust in your opponent, you know, to make sure that the event goes well and nobody gets hurt. And faith in God, which is the most important.
And we're going to get to your faith in just a moment. Let me ask you now, actually, what'd you give up for Lent? I know you're a devout Roman Catholic.
Sugar.
Altogether, sugar?
Yeah, I'm not a big candy guy. But every now and then I'll pinch on something. I'm not a big dessert guy either. I said, okay, if I really want to give in, I said, I gotta make sure I put sugar aside, completely aside, whatever it is, even substitutes.
So we know that, I guess, that you're taking care of your body from a diet standpoint. But, Ray, you're 41 years old now. I mean, you move like you're 21. But your training regimen, I know a lot of people that are going to want to be listening want to know how you stay in shape, how you're still able to perform at such a high level at such a on such a grind as you mentioned? What kind of workout regimen are you doing, or on your off days are you allowing your body to heal?
I try not to, just because my body tells me that's what it wants to do, and now I listen to it more than I used before. I do stretch out a lot due to my surgeries on my knee, but besides that, I think sometimes I get that urge to work out and hit the gym hard, and I don't have to leave my house. I have my gym set up here in my house, so I'll go in there, I'll take my time, get my workout in, hit the sauna, jump out, take a nice shower, and relax. You know, in other days, my body just feels shut down and relaxed. So I think that what's keeping me up to date right now and to be able to perform is the main thing that we all need to do is listen to our bodies.
All right, Ray, I want to ask you, highlight of your career, you made your debut in Mexico April 30th, 1989. You were 14 years old. From that point until now, what would you say was your greatest moment in the ring, whether it was in the Lucha Underground or in WWE or WCW?
Every phase that I've taken in my life, which have made four big leaps, have led to success. I would have to say entering each major company that has ever existed, from AAA to ECW to WCW to WWE and now to Lucha Underground, to be part of the newer, the fresher, the innovative style of wrestling.
It does mention here, I was reading about you, you are a devout Roman Catholic. What kind of role does faith play in your wrestling? And you've sustained injuries just like a lot of the major wrestlers have, but, you know, have you ever sort of thought to yourself, like, you know, why does this happen to me? I'm on a nice roll here. Where does faith play in for you?
Faith plays a priority role for me. You know, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, from the moment I step into the arena and before I walk out to the ring, you know, and not just for me, but in general for all my colleagues and my wrestling partners, that everybody is in good hands and that nobody gets injured and that we go out there and perform at our highest levels.
All right, Ray. Got about 30 seconds here, but I want to ask you just real quick. Describe the feeling to me when you won the 2006 Royal Rumble. I remember vividly watching that and being very ecstatic for your victory.
It was incredible, and I think I wasn't able to soak it in right then and there, but just to have worked so hard throughout your career and to finally get to that moment, you know, and to be able to enjoy it with the people that you love the most, and the fans, because the fans really wanted to see that happen. There was only one person missing that night, and that was Eddie. But I know he was down watching, and thanks to him, this happened.
And he's referring to Eddie Guerrero there, for everybody that knows. The late Eddie Guerrero, great legend in the WWE as well. Ray, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning. Really appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.